Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
News of Joe Biden's choice of Mayor Walsh came as Governor Charlie Baker was meeting with reporters this afternoon. WBUR's Steve Brown was there. Steve, what did the governor say about Walsh's expected nomination?
Yeah, the governor and the mayor have been working together for some time now, and while they're from different parties, their positive relationship has prompted some pundits to call what they had a bromance. While not going that far, nor answering if he thought Walsh will make a good labor secretary, Baker acknowledged they have worked well together.
On many, many issues, our ability to work together has made a big difference for the city and the surrounding environs. And I consider him somebody who I can be very straight with on pretty much anything we talk about. If he does take this job, obviously we'll wish him well and do everything we can to make sure that in the midst of this difficult time that we transition, you know, effectively and quickly and collaboratively to whomever his successor would be.
The governor said for anyone in public life, it's ultimately a personal decision whether or not to accept a position like the one being offered to Marty Walsh.
So, Steve, the governor held his briefing today to announce a two-week extension of COVID-19 restrictions, but also to strongly condemn yesterday's storming of the U.S. Capitol by extremists who support President Trump. Baker has never been a supporter himself of the president, but he seemed especially angry with Trump today. What did he say?
Yeah, he was. He called yesterday's events appalling, disgraceful, and depressing. He said it was the culmination of months of President Trump repeating over and over that the American electoral system is a fraud. And while he said President-elect Joe Biden will take over in 14 days, he said he thinks Trump should go sooner.
I think that the most important thing we need to do at this point in time is recognize that there's a transition to a new administration that's going to take place 14 days from now, and that Vice President Pence should be empowered to be able to do that. Whatever the mechanism is for doing that, I leave up to the people in Washington. But I think it's important at this point that there be an orderly transition and that that transition be led by the Vice President.
Of course, there are two ways that could happen. Vice President Pence and members of the cabinet could invoke the 25th Amendment, or Congress could move to once again impeach and remove Trump from office.
You go to work every day, Steve, on Beacon Hill at the State House. You're speaking to us from there right now. In the wake of what happened yesterday in Washington, are there any changes in security at the State House that you know about?
No, Lisa, I came in as I usually do this morning. I showed my press ID to the DCR Rangers and came right to my office. The State House has been closed to the public since March because of the pandemic, and there's only one door that you can come in without a key card. Now, I've noticed over the years, whenever there's unrest anywhere in the country, there tends to be a slight ramping up of security. A few extra state troopers are usually spotted in the area. They may have a few cruisers parked out front. Governor Baker said they are always reviewing security.
But I can tell you that there is an ongoing dialogue that goes on between our administration, the folks in public safety, the federal folks in public safety, and our colleagues in local government about what's up and what's going on and what we all need to do to make sure that we preserve and protect our citizenry.
The governor said he would not go into the details of what they're doing for security, only to say that they are maintaining a high degree of vigilance.
Thank you very much. WBUR Steve Brown at the State House. Thanks again.
Thanks, Lisa.